from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Darren, I would imagine, you know, not all these games are created equal. You had to sense as a group that this was a big time game and you really set the tone early.
Yeah, I mean, coming down the stretch like this, all these games are a matter. So, I mean, just setting the tone early, man. We've been grinding, and we've been able to get off to a hot start, you know, and just keeping the pressure on, especially a good team like that. You know, you can't let up on them.
Well, that was Jaren Duran last night, and he is suggesting that these guys, this Red Sox team, knows that it is important that they win right now, mm-hmm. Wiggy. Mm-hmm. Not next week,
right.
And not in early September, which is right around the corner, but right now in this series, and they got it done thanks in a large part to Jaren Duran last night. So you're optimistic. I can't remember. I know you got a bag of merch, so from time to time, you're very optimistic about the Red Sox.
They're a good baseball team, like he said, that's scrappy, and they compete. And it's going to, if you look at them, they struggled so much after the All-Star break. Now it's just in a position where when you watch them, it's going to be, they're going to be teasing us all the way until the end of the season. The question is, the one that we're going to ask is, do they leave us hanging, or do they do just enough to make sure they get in and give us some juice to say, all right, it's the postseason, let's see what you can do.
Are you saying the Red Sox final push is like Shime's foot photo on the beach, just teasing us?
No, that would be, yeah, Shime's feet ain't teasing nobody. We're ready to move on from that. They're like that girl, it's like, oh, maybe I get lucky after the dance. She was showing me some love on the dance floor. And then you get back and she's like, yeah, no, I gotta go.
I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm tired. My parents are home.
I don't know. What they did at the deadline in retrospect is
insufficient.
It's like trickery. It's like you knew that you needed to address pitching. You knew, you know, you would have loved to see them truly address the starter role, and they didn't really. You got a guy that was DFA'd by somebody else, and then you were going to, you know, you're hoping that you're doing something bullpen-wise that is going to allow you, at least when your offense gets you a lead, mm-hmm. to hold on and win the baseball games. And so,
but everybody liked the, what was Garcia move? Everybody liked that. Everybody was like, oh, he's a good setup guy. Everybody was on. I think you asked the question when it was for Paxton. Would you like to see him return? Right, and everybody liked that. I think we're just like,
Wiggy, we can like things in a moment. We can say in hindsight they didn't do enough. It both can be true. We could have been wrong in the moment thinking they did enough, but in hindsight they clearly didn't do enough.
In hindsight, see, I think now you're straddling the fence because you either got to say they didn't do enough, or they did what they were supposed to do, what you asked for, and they did it. Now they're just not performing up to the level that you was expecting after they made these acquisitions. You can't go on both sides of the fence, go like,
of course you can. We don't run the baseball operation. We can say, I'm happy they did something. I'm happy they extended Cora.
So what would you give my man Craig as far as a grade for the trade deadline?
C.
I lean, maybe a B minus. I will wait. I will anxiously await to see how it plays out.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that they went to the dollar store. Now, I agree with you
mm-hmm.
that not only us, but Red Sox fans were saying, please just do something.
Mm-hmm.
You go back to that period of time.
Yep.
They were winning more than they were losing.
Mm-hmm.
And so Red Sox fans said, please add. And they did add.
And they added.
But they went to the dollar store.
Oh.
And they also, at the same time, virtually the same time, announced that they had re-signed Alex Cora
mm-hmm.
as a way to get you to look at that and to look at the shiny new object, which is a three-year deal for Alex Cora. And so
that's what you wanted, though.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
But there was no flash. There was no flash, which I think Red Sox fans are yearning for. They wanted acquisitions, but they wanted it to be somebody that is...
Like who? Right, and that's what I mean. We need baseball Brett for that. Like, who was the flash that you would have been like, all right, great job?
I don't know. You brought up a few big names over again.
Yeah, big name bats. But
yeah.
we're talking about the,
I think, but I think if
the
hitter's
not the issue.
I think if they had added a big name bat, people would be less concerned or upset about the, you know, lackluster of the pitching staff that they added.
Right, but if the reason you're losing games is because of your bullpen...
Well, how do you protect yourself against a bad bullpen?
You got Cassis back.
You get better starting pitching, so you mm-hmm. don't need as much of your bullpen to pitch
right.
in those games. They've had the worst ERA in baseball since the trade deadline.
Right.
So maybe you trade for Jack Flaherty, who went to the Dodgers.
Right, but if you're
who in three starts is in 16 innings, giving up, you know, six earned runs, nothing, or 18 innings, nothing great,
mm-hmm.
but better than what you've been having.
Right, but if your issue is like your bullpen and your starting pitching has been good enough where you've had leads, and you say, well, how many games have they lost where they were leading by a run or two after the fifth or sixth inning? It's can't really blame that on the starters.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Right?
No, I know. You blame it on the players.
Yeah, I think.
Which is, you have guys on this team, young guys on this team, who have definitely
mm-hmm.
overperformed expectation-wise this
right.
season. So I find it hard to blame the players. Like, you had an entire offseason
mm-hmm.
where you could have gone and spent big and, you know, you really didn't. So
But the players have shown us that they can play. Like the players have.
Players in general have played above what you thought they were going to play. The young guys, at least.
So then the expectation is higher for them moving forward. So I just think that them losing steam at the end of the season, you're an MLB player. You know how long the season is. You know how many games there are. It can't happen 3 years in a row and it just be a coincidence.
Yeah. Right. I think the players that you added were solid players. It was what you were looking to add. They just haven't performed well here, right? And so it's not on the front office. You went out and got guys that you would think, okay, they could help your team, but they're just not performing well. So I think that's the thing. I don't criticize the front office for that. I criticize the players and to some part the managers and the coaches for maybe not being able to get the best out of those players for whatever reasons those might be.
So you're saying when you look at...
What grade do you give them at the deadline, Wiggy?
I gave them a B.
Easy grader.
Yeah, I gave them a B. I thought they added multiple pitches.
Who have stunk.
They've not played well here. But
that's on the players, you're saying. So you look at Garcia or you look at Sims or whatever.
Wait, what a way to do this. If the players play well, it goes to Breslow. If they play bad, it's on the player.
No. I wouldn't.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get to with him.
I would give Breslow the credit for getting guys.
But if they don't perform, it's on the player.
Yeah, but if they perform well, I'd still give the player credit.
But, okay.
If they didn't do anything, Curtis, you would have complained.
They didn't really do anything. They didn't trade a top prospect for anybody.
Okay, what's your complaint? They didn't trade a top...
Jack Flaherty. I
would
have traded for Nathan Eovaldi. Boom, boom.
All right.
And then you get better starting pitchers. So I think Tanner Houck is about to hit a limit of some kind. Ken and I were talking about this. He follows this more closely than I do. But maybe you're able to not rely on Tanner Houck to start if he's closing in on an innings limit, and then he becomes your 7-8 guy out of the pen a la Daniel Bard in 07-08 with the Sox, so you're able to...
Who's that, Tanner Houck?
Yeah.
But he don't want to be a bullpen guy. He has to
protect his arm. It's for his own interest that they're going to have an innings limit so his shoulder does not damage
early in his
career.
That's why he only goes, what, 5 innings?
Yeah, he only had 90 pitches in his last start. So instead of having him start going 90 pitches, you have him out of the pen like they did last year.
This is Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. Quick thought along the Red Sox here, which I think we need to all pay attention to. Everybody got real excited right before the All-Star break, trading deadline, playing great. We've got to remember, if you look at the schedule at that point in time, they were really taking advantage of a weak schedule. They weren't playing high-quality teams. The schedule flips to post-All-Star break, and look who they came out of having to play out of that All-Star break. Statistically, the Red Sox have the hardest schedule in Major League Baseball post-All-Star break. I know they didn't do enough, but the level of competition they faced has gone up dramatically, and that's what's really causing the issues, is that they're a good team, not a great team, but the teams they're playing right now are great teams.
Yeah.
So I think we got to remember that.
They are playing good baseball teams right now, and their schedule is very difficult. But I don't – see, we're having the discussion on do we feel like – because the question was, before the trade deadline, what we saw the past few years were they were basically inactive, not doing anything.
Well, okay, but this happens. This thing,
yep,
which we are witnessing, unfortunately, right now, has happened in August with this baseball team for the last 4 years minus one.
Right.
So the question becomes why, and, and you can blame it on the players if you want, but you can also look at it and go, you are not roster-wise giving them enough talent to get over the hump when it comes to this post-All-Star break August period.
I would agree with you on that the past 2 years or last year and the year before. But this year I felt like they gave you enough players. You just continue to struggle, and part of that could be your schedule is very difficult.
Yeah, here's Steve in the truck. Hey, Steve.
Yes.
I don't understand people. who are calling a radio station and putting them on hold.
I don't get it. This guy calls every show every day.
Does he?
Yes. Steve in the truck. He used to work at Wonder Bread. His son-in-law worked in the Secret Service. That's about his extent.
How do I get a ringtone like that?
I don't know how that works.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Do you have to, like, hit buttons?
You must.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. At least it's better than nothing.
Yes,
so at least
yeah.
it keeps you in the
Can we get that with Dancing Curtis?
I think Dancing Curtis might be a little bit too upbeat for that.
That's true.
Yeah.
If the Sox got Dancing Curtis, I would have said it was a great deadline.
All right. Well, first pitch today, 210, Courtney?
Yes.
All right. Here
there
on WEEI and on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network all over New England. And, of course, on the Odyssey app. You can listen to every single Red Sox game on the Odyssey app, wherever you are, whenever you want. Coming up, we will get to Courtney in today's news, and that includes Florida not like the rest of us, and how the authorities were finally able to crack the very difficult case of the fraudulent pizza deliveries. Mm. Actually give this individual a lot of credit for what he or she was able to do.
Creative.
Very creative, in this, especially in this economy.
Correct.
Yes. And then at 9 today, there were some who took umbrage with Courtney and I meeting with Karen Reed.
Correct.
Ooh.
Yep, there were a few.
Oof.
They have asked to be able to respond.
All right.
So we will have a guest at 9, John Jackson, who represents the O'Keefe family and that and that group. And we will talk a little. I'm very interested in this. So that because we talked, not only do we have dinner, but we talked a little bit about it on the show. So we will hear another point of view coming up at 9 on today's show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.